yes.
Mommy! Broadcasting from the middle of nowhere.
KFMA. And now, Loveline with Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla. 92.1 and 101.3. KFMA with Kelly Tucson. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified internist, addiction medicine specialist. Pete Yorn is our guest tonight. Pete and company. We haven't quite figured it out yet, but we're going to sort it out, and he'll be in here during the before the next break, or right after the first break, I should say. Then we'll get to the bottom of the whole thing and give you some dates and places where you can find Pete and hear stuff off his CD and all that good stuff. All right, Drew?
No, you're going to abuse me.
No,
you promised me.
Did I?
Yeah.
I went to Drew's house last night for his 70th. Birthday party?
72nd
birthday party. It was an enjoyable time.
Happy birthday to you.
Had a cake instead of pie.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. It was a good cake.
It was good.
Yeah, it was a delicious cake. The food was good. The kids were in great spirits. Had a good time with them. Jumping up and down in the novelty size inflatable castle. Oh, what don't those kids have?
I know.
It must be great. You know the great thing about being a kid of a rich family, and I consider you rich, which is you don't want to be distracted by the kids, but you can't make them disappear, so you throw some money at them. Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
That'll get you the big inflatable jump across, and that'll keep you busy, and the grown-ups will go over here and sit down and drink some wine. Do you know what I mean? That sort of kept busy money?
But that's what parents do, period, is they keep the kids busy, and they...
Yeah, but here's the difference. If you don't have money, and there's going to be a bunch of kids running around, basically gnats buzzing around the party, sort of screwing the grown-up fun up.
I see.
It's basically like, look, here's a paddle, here's a ball, or here's a stick, here's some tinfoil, sit in your room. Here's a black and white TV. Don't move. And then the kids end up just sort of hanging around and the parents yelling at them all the time. Timmy, Daddy's talking! And they're like yanking on them. It's smart, though. You throw a few bucks toward the big inflatable castle. The kids jump their ass off the whole time. You hire a couple of wranglers, send Domino's over with a couple of pizzas, and all's taken care of.
Everybody's happy.
Yeah, there was, what was there, 10 or 12 kids there?
It was like 17 kids.
17 kids at Drew's party. Never knew it.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you went to the kid area. You put them off on their side of the thing, get a couple Latino chicks to wrangle them around. Stuff some pizza up their nose, and they jump around in that big thing.
But I thought you were going to abuse them at the Pasadena's finest visit.
Mm.
I broke the Corolla cardinal rule.
Drew,
I
cannot believe you had the temerity to call the cops while I was in your presence.
Yeah, I know.
I have sat on this show on about 300 occasions and said, I don't want people using the cops for nonsense. Only crisis situations. I don't want them calling the cops because a cat's in the tree or because their old lady's cussing them out or because they thought they heard something out in the bushes.
You had forgotten you were going to abuse me about this?
I would have gotten to it. Don't worry.
So these police will come.
There was a... we were all sitting outside at Drew's house enjoying ourselves poolside last night about 9:30 in the evening. And a giant big boom noise came. It sounded to me like a skyrocket that flew up and blew up at about 200 feet. And it happened sort of on the other side of the hill. Not too far away, but not too close. And it sounded like it came from up in the air. Like not a sonic boom, but like fireworks. Someone shot something into the air and it exploded. All right. Everyone heard it. Everyone looked around. Everyone assumed somebody lit an M80 off a quarter mile away or down the block or something. Drew called the cops.
Now, wait a minute. I was at a different table than you.
You called the cops,
Here's
you pussy.
First of all, we have a nutty neighbor, A.
Who does what?
Who does weird stuff, yells at us and things, and screams at his television, carries on.
So he lights an M80 off in his yard.
B, I was at my table, first person pipes up and says, that's a 45.
Yeah.
I guarantee that's a 45. And another person goes, that was definitely a gun. And I thought, guys want me to call police? Or
you don't ask. You guys want me to call the police.
And when I called, I said, I just let you know. I called business. You don't have to come out.
No, true. Calling the cops because there's some guy lights an M80 off a quarter mile away.
But it worked out okay, didn't it?
Cops come up. There's another cruiser in the driveway. And listen, the cops love this stuff. Because here's something. They can go up to a nice neighborhood, schmooze around, maybe grab a soda or beer and some finger food, and not get shot at. I understand why they're on top
of
this.
They were very excited to meet you.
They were. I wish it was under different circumstances, Drew. And as I told the cops, I want you to charge Drew. Fine him.
That pansy.
Yeah, that's like a $300 offense.
They're coming over here to watch the show.
Fine. But Jesus Christ, Drew, calling the cops because someone lit a firecracker off.
You pansy.
What are you thinking? I mean, what's going on with you emotionally?
Yeah,
what's your fantasy? I mean, what do you think's going on? And look, those people you hang out with, they go right to the worst-case scenario.
Yeah.
It's a black person with a gun. That's what they're picturing in their minds. They're all racist. Drew's friend's racist. A lot of Klan members over there.
Yeah, that's what it was.
All right, so a delightful time.
Thank you.
And let's give it another year. And this is going to be a full year until the next birthday, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yes, it was a very enjoyable time. I'll tell you the other thing I don't need, though.
Okay.
The guy who cooked all the food sat at my table.
Yeah.
And, every fourth bite was like, huh? Huh? What do you think? What do you think? And I'm like, I've never had salad before. Huh? What do you think? I'm like, okay, you gonna have some more? Buddy, I can't operate under this kind of pressure. The food's fine, but please don't lean on me for a compliment every third chew.
Come on.
You know what I'm talking about?
I didn't notice him doing that.
Good food. Don't invite the guy who cooked the food over to the party. No, cannot be your best friend. What do you think? What do you think?
He's impressed with you.
Did you try the veal? Try that veal. Yeah, I ate half a cow. Try the chicken. You try the chicken? It's too much pressure to eat with the guy who cooked it staring at you like a fat Italian mother the whole time. I was scared not to eat something.
It's good. It's good for you.
Got a hold of like a chicken bone. I was scared to spit it out. I swallowed it. Just crushed it in my teeth and swallowed it. Had to pass that this morning. Put a lot of pressure on me, that guy. Nick?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
Oh, well, I'm uncircumcised.
All right.
Foreskin on my... the foreskin is too tight, and when I'm erect, I can't get the head out.
Right.
Bad times.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons that, one of the conveniences of circumcision is not having that stenosis occur, that narrowing. And you might be able to stretch it back out again, but oftentimes that is an indication for circumcision. What's that?
What's the name of it?
Stenosis.
Phenosis?
It's a narrowing of the skin or various other things, the phimosis.
All right. And one more quick question.
Yeah. Nick, you smoke a lot of weed?
No, not at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, but you're done with your penis? You're not interested in it any longer?
Oh, no. Oh, I love it.
Okay, but don't you want to sort of work that skin out a little bit so you can get the head of your penis through your foreskin when you have an erection?
Well, yeah, of course. Well, I don't need the weed for that, do I?
No, here's the deal. You don't have this problem.
Yeah, Nick.
Yeah, you're just BSing. Because anyone has a problem. No, anyone's problem with a lot more detail about it.
All right. Well, on the bottom of it, it's really tight. So when I pull the skin back, it hurts.
Oh, okay. Well, it's different. So you may be getting some narrowing. As you get more and more tearing down there, it can start to narrow even further.
True. Can't you put some glove oil on that thing or some mink oil?
Yeah, mink oil. Yeah.
Work it up. It seems like you could work that out a little bit, cocoa butter or something, keep it moist and pliable.
The problem is if you tear it, it scars down.
Just, stretch it out daily.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. That's what I say. Lubrication. All right, Nick.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Hey, good times, buddy.
Good times.
Steven?
Hi.
You 15?
Yeah.
Yeah, something's up with your balls?
Yeah.
What's up?
I just have a lot of pain down there. I've had it for, a couple days now. And I haven't gotten kicked or anything there. It's just been staying for some reason.
It's just what? Staying?
It's like a throbbing type of pain.
Something's wrong with his testicles?
And why weren't you airlifted to help?
I kept quiet about it. I didn't think it was that serious at first, though. I just haven't been doing anything about it.
Does the pain get up into your abdomen at all?
No, it's just staying down in the scrotum area.
Is it both sides?
Yeah.
Both sides.
And no trauma?
No.
The swelling?
It just looks regular from here.
From his vantage point.
And how far away are you? A couple miles from your balls? Or what, are you looking at through a telescope?
It's just in the shower.
In the shower. Balls are in the shower?
Yeah.
And where are you? Oh, and you're in the shower too, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I understand.
You can get something called a torsion where the testes twist on themselves and they can cut off their own blood supply and die and become a big mess. So you need to get this taken a look at right away.
Okay.
There are other things, as epididymitis, and these things can cause pain down there that aren't so serious, but just talking to you over the phone, I can't tell what it is.
Okay.
So what should he do?
Got to see the doctor. I would go to the emergency room tonight.
Really?
Really, yeah. You never know.
Yeah, but you go to the emergency room and you hang out for 4 or 5 hours. You
know, I'm sort of obliged to give him that worst-case advice, right?
I understand. I mean, I don't know what it is nationally, but emergency rooms out here, you got a good 2-3 hours before you do anything.
3 hours minimum, yeah.
You really, I mean, unless you're in there with something hanging out of you, you're going to be sitting for a good long time. So, you know, I mean, really make sure you're dying. You know, that's my family strategy. Wendy?
Hello?
You're 16?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I am constantly attracted to guys who will hurt me, like, emotionally.
Uh-huh.
And I was just wondering what my problem is.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
How many times has this happened to you?
God, I don't know. I mean, I date a lot, and I have gotten guys who will treat me really respectfully and, you know, treat me how I want to be treated.
You don't like those guys, though.
I always end up just getting bored and not liking them.
Well, give us an example of an abusive guy.
Okay. This is the most recent one right now. There's this guy who I've liked pretty much for 2 years, and he's been aware that I've liked him, and, I mean, he's pretended like he's liked me, and he'll be really sweet to me, and then he'll be an asshole, and he'll be really sweet, and I seem to always forget the times when he's really rude to me, and I'll only remember the times he's nice, and he'll use me to get what he wants, and then, I mean, he's...
You're going to have to be more specific.
What
happened? Yeah, what happened?
He wants to have sex.
Oh, Jesus. Wendy, really, she's... Princess, really princess material. I can understand why these guys would be so smitten.
Wendy just said when we asked what he wanted, she said he wants to F me.
Unacceptable.
So we'll put Wendy on hold here. Let her delay boot up again. Punish her just a little bit. Give her a little time out. With all the different words for F me. You know what I mean?
But it was laid out to impress us. You know the way it was delivered?
Yeah. Yeah.
A little force on the F word.
Yeah.
He wants a...
Me. Yeah. Right. All right. I don't know. Let's just finish off with Wendy. All right, Wendy? Are you having sex with him?
No, I'm not.
I see. But that's what he wants.
Yes, okay. And so, but the problem is I still like him a lot, and I don't know what's wrong with me, and I always just seem to be attracted to guys who are completely unavailable.
Yeah. Is there any history we should know about?
She's not too effed up because she would have sex with him.
And multiple other guys just like that.
Okay. Are you a virgin?
Yes, I am.
Is your dad just, it may just be completely normal, but it's possible, but is your family intact?
Yeah, completely.
Yeah. You know, women go through this phase. There's one or two things here. Either you're just going through that phase where you've got to figure out what these alpha male sort of a-hole types are like, mm-hmm. and that you realize you can't change them, or this guy may just really just want to have sex with you, and he's very frustrated with you that he can't get his way, right. And ultimately you hold your line. You hold what it is you want from the relationship, and he might come around. He really might. He may just be frustrated and just angry and sort of acting out against it, but he could come around. You know what I'm saying, Adam? I mean...
Yeah, I don't... Wendy does not have a full-blown love line problem.
No.
I don't. I have another question, though, and the guy said I could ask it.
Who's the guy?
The guy. I thought Damien.
Damien?
Yeah.
Damien gets $4 an hour and was fired the last time I found a coffee ground in my coffee cup.
What? He's bisexual.
What was the other question?
For the past, like, 3 or 4 months, my nipples have been, like, consistently hard. And, I mean, I don't know.
Are you happy now, Adam? You feel better?
All right, I do feel better.
Okay, good.
I'm sorry.
We've had this a couple times before. I don't know what to tell you. It just probably... What?
shower.
Is what?
He told me to take a warm shower.
No. It's really just the hormonal changes you're going through right now. As much as anything. It may just be you, too. Some women just kind of have that.
Yeah. I imagine it's embarrassing. Is it embarrassing walking around school?
No, I don't really care.
But
I mean, no one seems to mind.
It shows right through the bra and T-shirt?
Yeah, you can tell a lot of times. But, I mean, it's not like it's a big problem. I mean, it's not like I don't care how it looks. I'm just curious, is there a problem?
No, you know, not a problem.
And 16-year-old virgins not a little self-conscious about the headlights being on all day?
Oh, I don't care.
Not if she has, you know, really good self-esteem.
Yeah, I don't know. No.
No?
No, 16-year-old girls should always worry about everything
really
all the
care.
Time.
I honestly don't care.
Because people don't see them. No one sees them.
Do they see them?
I don't think they're that visible.
See?
I mean, if I don't wear a bra, they're visible, but...
All right. If you wear the bra, it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that big of a deal. I'm just curious if they're supposed to be hard all the time.
All right, I'm just trying to...
There is something else here. That,
yeah, Wendy, you a little angry?
I'm angry right now, yes.
Yeah, why?
It's another story. Are you sure you want to get into it?
No.
It's about a guy who I just found out has a girlfriend who's been leading me on.
No, I don't know. I don't want to get into it because then I may get melancholy.
Okay.
I will oftentimes weep when I hear about unrequited young love.
Melancholia?
Melancholia. Well, listen, Wendy.
Yes.
Find a guy who will like you back and stop walking around with the hard nipples and the chip on your shoulder. Wendy's got a little bit of a chip on her shoulder.
Favorite.
And I'm sure she's making short work of any guy that shows any real legitimate interest in her.
Oh. Yeah, I know. It brings you back, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
The pain that you suffered at the hands of the Wendy's of the world.
Oh.
I'm so sorry, Adam.
I'll tell you, world, when I get up from my nap, it's payback time. Saying that for 10 years. Jonathan?
You have been saying that for 10 years.
Yeah.
Have you found satisfaction in that yet?
I was thinking of doing a screenplay about a vigilante napper.
Yeah.
And that's the slug line. When he gets up from his nap, it's payback time.
You can kiss his ass.
That's right.
Okay.
Jonathan?
Yeah.
19, what's up?
Yes, sir. I'm on a long-distance relationship. She lives in England.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if long-distance relationships are natural.
Where'd you meet her?
She came over here. Well, I'm going to tell a brief story. My grandfather went over there, lived for a year. They got a house right across the street from these people. They met them, and they said that they could come over anytime. They came over. We met. First time, we were a lot younger. Nothing happened then. A few years later, we were older. She came over. We hit it off. I don't know how it happened. It just hit off. I'm not really... you know, good with girls because I never went out and dated before. But it hit off, and she went back. It's been 3 years since I've seen her. I'm about to go now.
This is, this is desperation speaking.
She put on 170 pounds, and three of her teeth have fallen out.
Four children later.
But I already got the plane ticket. I'll be leaving October 16th to go see her. And I'll stay over there for a month.
Ooh.
Does she know that?
Yeah.
She's looking forward to it?
Yeah, we're both looking forward to it. She's got some things planned for me. And
right, Euro Disney.
She was talking about doing an engagement but not getting married, and I was like, that's a little too quick. You know, I'm only 19. I don't know what love is really, but
right. Jonathan has found someone socially worse off than he is.
Yeah.
She a big gal?
She's not real big. I mean, she's not overweight and she's not too skinny, but she's kind of in between.
Right.
But I mean,
she wouldn't be like a nose tackle, but she'd be a nice like junior college inside linebacker size, right?
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, about junior college, about JC. No, wouldn't be able to take it to the next level.
Yeah, 6'2", 240, something like that. Yeah.
In 3 years, this has been going on, and you haven't been able to figure out how to get your ass from Atlanta to England in 3 years.
Well, have you really been corresponding with?
We keep in touch.
But you haven't really...
And I call her, and I've already gotten in trouble because of long-distance phone bills.
Oh, yeah.
But you haven't felt this is your girlfriend all this time, have you?
No, not exactly, because a lot of people ask me, are you single? And I go, yeah.
Yeah, and, but you haven't done any dating in that 3 years.
No, I'm not real good at asking people on a date.
Okay.
So,
Well, this is almost like a prearranged marriage. Like her grandparents went to England 10 years ago, found some chick, basically the
English version
of Jonathan, and brought her by.
Well, all right. My grandfather's, you know, wife is British.
I see. All right. Well, there you go.
Long history in Jonathan's family of going to England and bringing back a bride.
Finding chicks. So, Jonathan, you're going over there in October.
Yes, sir.
Good. How long are you planing on staying?
A month.
Yeah.
Well, look, just enjoy that month. Yeah, enjoy the month. You're 19. Sounds like your head's screwed up pretty nicely.
I'm about to join the Navy. I enlisted. I'll be shipped off December 18th.
All right. Well, that's not great news for a budding relationship, right?
Yeah.
So just kind of play it easy. Just see where it goes, right?
Okay.
All right.
Well, true. That was no. You gave him no advice. Don't get her pregnant.
Don't get her pregnant, and don't get married. And just, you know, realize you're going to the Navy. Take it easy. She's a little enthusiastic. Just, you know, don't get engaged because she's so enthusiastic and you haven't had a date in 3 years.
Yeah. I wonder what her story is.
Be interesting to hear, wouldn't it? Well, we should get her number.
Not
call
really.
Her in England.
No.
I'm real fat.
It's 7 o'clock in the morning there. Come on.
So how do you know what time it is in England?
It's 9 hours later over there.
It is? Mm-hmm. How do you know so much about everything?
I thought you always say I know nothing about nothing.
You know nothing about anything that you should know about,
right.
And then stuff you shouldn't know, you're very well versed
That's
in.
That's right.
I, for instance, know what time it is in Tijuana right now. I think it's the same time as it is now, but it's 20 years earlier. Same time in Tijuana. I think it's 11:21 or 10:21 in TJ.
But it's 1982. 1981.
1981.
Yeah, okay.
That's right. The same day. All right. Pete Yorn is here. He's going to come in here. Tell us about CD. We'll hear something off it. Talk about some dates and all that good stuff after this.
1-800-LOVE-191. Love line. Love line. Be right back. I plan to attend Pima because I'm going to go into the chiropractic field. All my classes at my specialist chiropractic college needed were able to transfer from Pima.
Peter Nielsen is working toward a career, and Pima Community College is helping him do it.
I was surprised that I was able to put classes where I wanted them and schedule everything around my work schedule. There's one class that I'm taking as an elective, the public speaking class. It'll actually give me skills that'll help me in my career. The track coaches asked me to run for them. But most of the time, it's probably just going to be studying and getting through it in 2 years so I can start my career. Pima College has been able to offer everything that I've desired in a college, and the scholarships were very helpful.
Evening and weekend classes, internet and telecourses, everything you need to get you where you want to go. Call 206-4500, and we'll help you get started.
Thanks, Pima.
Pima Community College. You can get there from here. We're registering for fall classes right now.
This is the sound of yogurt. This is the sound of yogurt with Post Grape Nut cereal. Nutty, crunchy, delicious with yogurt or ice cream. This is the sound of fruit salad. This is fruit salad with that grape nuts crunch. It's the easy way to make everything taste special. For more ideas, visit postcereals.com. You'll love that grape nuts crunch for breakfast. How about the rest of the day?
Ah, tailgating season. The lawn chair quarterbacks, the smoky hibachi, the nuts.
Hey, snap me the planters!
Go on!
Wait, look! Planters get the nuts together for a tailgate sweepstakes!
Wow! You can win a 2002 Ford Explorer XLT loaded with tailgate extras!
Come on, throw it!
Hold on! Look and see if you won!
Ah! Hey, I'm open!
See specially marked planters products for your chance to win instantly or call 1-877-346-3677 for complete details. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Must be legal U.S. resident. 18 years old or game ends March 4th, 2002. Odds winning grand prize are about 1 in 3 million.
At Audio Express, our salesmen undergo rigorous training to make sure they know exactly how much to charge for a quality car stereo installation.
How much to install a car stereo, soldier?
$1, sir.
Speakers?
$1.
And what about a Fosgate amplifier installed in the trunk?
$50.
What do you think we are, the competition? Now drop down and give me $51 installs. You'll never pay $50. big labor costs at Audio Express.
Your home of the $1 install.
Alpine, Kenwood, Rockford Fosgate, and Pioneer Premier. All the cool stereo stuff without the expensive labor. Like AM, FM, CD players from just $9. 200-watt Fosgate amps starting at $1.49. Or an Alpine CD and our speakers just $1.99. Install for $1. Come see why nobody
installs more name brand car stereos, amps, and alarms for $1 than
$1.
4501 East Broadway, 2 blocks west of Swan.
1,400
How are you going to pay for college? Family trust fund? The lottery? A student loan? Hey, the Army National Guard can pay your tuition. Not one quarter, not two thirds, all of it. And that's for serving part time. Go to our website, same as our phone number. www.1800goguard.com. Can you pay for college? In the Army National Guard, you can.
Sponsored by the Arizona National Guard. Aired by the Arizona Broadcasters Association and this station.
Nobody gets measles anymore, right? Well, there was an epidemic of measles that ended just in 1991. More than 120 people died, many of them children. If they'd been immunized, they might have lived. One in four babies has not had all his shots. Your child could get a deadly disease. Immunize your babies before age two. You gave them life. Protect it.
In Arizona, call 1-800-232-2522. A message from the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now, back to Loveline on KFMA.
Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Pete Yorn and Terry Borden are both here from the Pete Yorn Band. What do we call it?
That is the band. We're called Dirty Bird, actually.
Oh, the band is Dirty Bird?
Well, we're that's kind of our end.
The band's known as Dirty Bird.
Our name for ourselves.
Going to write that down. Yeah. Would it be Pete Yorn and Dirty Bird?
You got it. Like Neil Young and Crazy Horse?
Yeah. Right.
Dirty Bird.
I always thought Crazy Horse was one dude, though.
No.
Crazy Horse was the whole band.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never thought it was like one Indian.
The guy who did the pollution commercial.
Yeah, I thought it was the guy who was standing by the side of the freeway.
Yeah. No, that was me.
He's, I would say, the most known television icon ever, the crying Indian.
Well, if yeah, overall, I think if you're a young male, though, the Maze female version where they...
Yeah.
We call it Maze.
Yeah. We had a We Call It Maze reference that fell on deaf ears
Mikey
here last
big.
Week.
Mikey was big, too.
Yeah.
But the whole Pop Rocks thing, that was a rumor, right? That was
yeah. Right. We're digressing too far.
In the 70s.
Music for the morning after is the name of the CD. We're going to hear something off of that. Pete and Dirty Bird.
I'll just be Dirty Bird.
And Dirty Bird number one are out with Train and Matchbox 20, or going to be out with Train and Matchbox 20, right?
Yeah.
September, starting September 15th?
Yeah.
Whole bunch of dates. You know those guys? You like those guys?
We played with Train before on St. Patty's Day. They're really nice. We haven't met Matchbox 20 yet, though.
Matchbox 20 is a band that you'd probably like to hate, but as it turns out, they're really, really nice.
That's what I've heard, yeah. I have some friends that played with them, so they were really cool guys.
Yeah, it's always disappointing when you think, God, this guy must be full of himself, man. Yeah. If he, I swear to Christ, I'll flatten that mother effer if he says one goddamn word. And then they're overly nice.
Yeah.
I never know how to process that. And then I start feeling bad about myself for prejudging.
We never have that problem.
And Adam never disappoints either, so.
Everyone knows I'm a sweetheart, Drew. Mm-hmm. How dare you?
Yeah.
Should we? Thank you.
September 28th in Anaheim, September 18th in Denver, September 20th Salt Lake City, September 29th Phoenix, right?
Yeah, and a whole bunch of other dates, by the way. Quite true. Drew reads me a plug and then throws the paper back at me.
Well, this one, we're about to dispose of their
No, I was not. I was just I was gonna talk about hearing something from the new CD and then coming back and giving some dates. So,
okay.
People, I see. You know, I wanted to tantalize them with a little Pete Yorn ditty. All right, you got it queued up there, Andersol. This is Life on a Chain.
Thank you.
Urine and Crazy Horse. No, it's Beat Your Own Music for the Morning After is the name of the CD. Terry Borden is here, too, bass player from the band. We'll hear more off the CD, give you some more dates where you can find Pete, along with Train and Matchbox 20 and all that. But first, we'll take some phone calls. Jessica?
Yes?
You're 16?
Yes.
What's up?
I was wondering, like, because, like, when I give my boyfriend oral, you know,
yeah.
Like, yesterday I swallowed for the first time. Yeah, and, like, I heard the story, like, this girl had to, like, go get her stomach pumped or something.
Yeah, yeah. What about Rod Stewart? he had, like, a gallon of semen in him. Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, see, I was
him too? Yeah.
Well, he had quite a true and honest case. But...
yeah, so your girlfriend told you what?
My boyfriend.
I mean, your girlfriend told you something about ingesting semen.
Boyfriend,
semen.
Could be saying things to discourage that behavior.
Told me about a girl who got her stomach pumped from swallowing all the time.
Right.
And, like, I was wondering, like, is it going to hurt me if I, like, do it more than once?
No. Right. Not so long as he doesn't have an STD, because you can get STDs that way.
Is it like a toxic waste that has a shelf life of, you know, several thousand years? This, half-life, this...
Yeah, it forms a mucus plug in your stomach.
And so it'll just sit there.
And sit there for eternity.
So, meaning, if you dissected my grandmother, which I'm this close to doing, by the way, I swear to Christ, any more trouble, I'm going to dissect her. Don't worry about it. The point is, would I find semen in her from the 30s and 20s, perhaps? Yes? Sure. You're saying yes? Bruce says yes.
I don't know.
If it's glowing, that's a bad sign, right?
Bad sign. It means a meteor had landed nearby and radiated it.
You're right.
Yeah. Jessica, listen. This is not going to harm you unless your boyfriend has an STD. It is a good way to contract STDs of virtually every kind. But if he's okay, then it's not a big deal by itself.
Okay.
Right. Can you get cramps from swallowing?
No.
Okay. Is cramps considered an STD?
Yeah, I mean, you could get it. You could get it. How did you get crabs that way? You can get them in your beard. I don't think she's going
to
get it.
Well, that's why I had to shave it off. I looked like Merlin Olsen for many years until the crabs that came around.
You had a beard?
I blew this drifter once, and he was a mess. And I was trying. I don't know what I was thinking. And it's like, what did I spend that $5 on? You know, I don't even remember. Jessica?
Yes?
All right, you're fine.
Okay.
All right, so take care.
Okay.
And don't overdo it with this, though, right?
Yeah.
You got to give the guy something to live for. How old is he?
16.
Oh. Not an ounce of my semen landed anywhere but the shower drain for the first 20 years of life. Easily. Easily. Jesus Christ. These guys. Oh, they're getting like three ways. You know what they're getting too? You know what I don't like?
When we grew up,
didn't exist.
My problem was not getting laid, you know?
No, we had one and a half. We didn't have a full two-way. You understand that?
Yeah, right.
We had to work halfway. Up to a two-way.
We are in L.A.
Right.
We didn't get laid, you
know? Right.
What's going on?
We're on the sexual vanguard, and we got nothing.
At least I got nothing. Adult industry, really.
Yeah, I was. North Hollywood, birthplace of modern porn. Nothing. Son of a bitch. And you know the thing that really drives me nuts, what's going on now, is I didn't like the guy that much, so I blew him. You know, just to kind of give him off my back.
Are you still on the drifter?
No, not about himself anymore.
No, that's
what girls calling us. Right.
One did not like the guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't that interested, but he did buy the surf and turf, so what are you going to do? It's very frustrating. Yeah. Sarah?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's like if a girl didn't like you, you got nothing, and if she liked you a lot, you got almost nothing. Go ahead, Sarah. You're 15.
Hi. Hi, Adam. Hi, Drew.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey.
Okay, I want to shout out to my...
Did Anderson do that?
Yeah.
You know, like, Anderson is like the show's policeman.
Yeah.
He decides...
The hall monitor.
Who gets on the air.
I'm a policeman. Yeah.
It's a shout-out or not.
Yeah. Hey, Anderson, let her give her a goddamn shout-out. What do you care? Okay, go ahead, Sarah.
Hey.
All right, Sarah. What's up?
Okay. I have this little problem because I really like this guy, and, like, he asked me out, but the thing is, like, he's a year younger than me.
Yeah.
And I don't know if, like, that's, if, like, people would think that it's morally wrong, because personally, like, I think that he's pretty mature for his age.
Morally wrong.
Huh?
Morally wrong. One year.
Yeah. It's like a guy that's younger than me.
No, morally fine. Professionally, you got some serious hurdles to get over. But morally, ethically, professionally, sure.
Yeah,
a 10th grader going out with a 9th grader, there's some serious problems there. But morally, there's no problem with that.
Well, like, I don't know. Like, he's really sweet. And, like, the only reason, like, I'm considering it is because, like, he's totally different than any other guy that I've, like, ever dated, you know?
Right.
You know, all the guys my age...
Got all
his teeth. They're, like, into, like, that whole sexual...
Right.
Thing. I don't do that. I'm not into that.
No. And this guy has no pubes yet, so you don't have to worry about it?
Nope.
Okay. Do you really know that? Are you going out with a guy who's essentially like a eunuch? Right. So you don't have to have sex with him?
Basically, because, like, I want to be able to, like, have a relationship with a guy, because, like, I really want to have a relationship with some guy.
Right.
But it seems like, you know, whenever I try or whenever I get with a guy, they want to have, like, sex. Or they want
this guy will
sex.
Get to that, too.
I know, but, I mean, like...
That's all they're interested in, usually.
I know, but, like, I've known him for a couple months.
No, I'm just saying that your perception is all guys are only interested in that, and this guy might have a little more to him. Right.
Yeah.
Fine. Right. Is he great under you?
Yes. Well, we're both like a year below where we're supposed to be. Like, I'm supposed to be a junior and he's supposed to be a sophomore, but that doesn't make any difference.
It's fine. Let's see.
You both have that sort of dull bulb in common. I mean, you both got held back a grade?
Well, I think he started late, but I haven't really asked him.
All right. But you can sit around and talk about something that you have in common, which is being held down by the man.
Yeah, like, that's what I like about him, too, because I can, like, actually have conversations with him that aren't stupid. And, like,
right.
Standardized testing.
Right.
To protest.
Oh, right. All right, Sarah, this sounds like a match made in purgatory.
We give this one, we sort of put this in the category with our young man from Atlanta going to England.
Fine.
Sounds like it's
he's into you, you're into him. You're both supposed to be a grade above where you should be, but that's fine.
But morality really doesn't enter into the...
Right. I agree.
Fine.
I agree.
All right, Sarah?
Okay.
We give it our blessing.
Okay, thank
Ooh,
you.
That's bad.
Why?
Well, when you give things blessings.
I give it my blessing.
You give it a curse.
Mazel tov.
You gave my tech stocks blessings, I remember.
Yeah. Hey, wait, when I give something... Oh, yeah, I have to curse something in order for it to work
that's
out.
Right.
That's right, because I'm cursed personally.
Right.
So... All right, let's take ourselves a little bit of a break. When we come back, we'll speak to Monica, who's 19. She wants to know how her and her 11-year-old brother can deal with a violent alcoholic dad. All right, after this.
Where's my bourbon?
The Love Line. 1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back. KFMA.com. KFMA's tagging post. John and Frank Wade Miles. Concert and event updates.
Sign up for the KFMA crew. This week, fabulous prizes from Mountain Dew.
Can I sign up, Julie?
Damn it, Mark. Get out! As I was saying, sign up for the KFMA crew and you can win a lot of free stuff from Mountain Dew. Skateboard or a backpack to carry around all those books you'll never read. Check special marked packages of Mountain Dew for more Mountain Dew boarding school prizes.
KFMA.com.
everybody. This is Flea for RAD, Recording Artists Against Drunk Driving. For many of us, drunk driving is something that other people do, certainly not someone I know. Friend, relative, or stranger, when you see someone who's had too much to drink about to get behind the wheel, urge them to give up the keys. Always choose a designated driver, and remember, music lives, you should too.
Now, back to Love Line on KFMA.
Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Pete Yorn is here along with Terry Borden from the Pete Yorn Project. Let's put project on
Alan Parsons Project.
You can find Pete and Terry playing with Matchbox 20 and Train and a whole bunch of dates coming up in September. And Drew?
Yep.
Don't eat that fiddle faddle in the mic.
I'm not at the mic. I'm sitting back.
No, I hear you.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right. You don't think about
that
right now?
I was sitting back so far.
Hey, I heard it. Anderson, you heard it too.
Right?
Yeah.
Completely unacceptable.
I'm with you. You hear it.
Monica?
Hi.
What's up? Oh, wait. You got the abusive dad?
Yeah.
Is this only recently he's become this way? Or?
No, he's been drinking for about 20 years.
Boy.
Probably more than that. And I don't know, my baby brother, he's just 11 years old, and I have another brother that's 16, and we just don't know how to deal with it anymore, because lately he's been abusive. He used to be emotionally abusive before, but now he's just getting, like, physically abusive.
Where's your mom?
She's over here also.
Why doesn't she help?
She is trying to help. She is trying to help, but he just won't send anybody. It's like,
why don't you guys get it together and get out of there?
We can't just leave him.
You can just leave him. That is the only thing that's going to catch his attention.
But he has threatened us before if we leave.
Look, Monica, get out of there. I swear to God, get out of there. This is unacceptable behavior. He's waiting this disease. All the talking in the world is not going to get through to him. The only thing he's going to feel is loss. And when he understands that it's because of his drinking, you have a chance of him doing something with that.
Yeah, but the thing is that a couple of years ago, He had a kidney transplant, and the doctor said that he doesn't have too many years to live. And
people can live with kidney transplant for decades. What was the transplant because of? What kind of kidney disease?
I don't know. He just has one kidney.
He's not diabetic?
He's not diabetic. But
was it high blood pressure or obstruction or something he didn't take care of?
Well, what do you want to do, pull us a chart or something?
Because different kinds of kindly diseases have more difficult prognosis. But
sort of like
them,
hoping this guy will die in the next 6 months.
No, most of them will go on for decades. It's quite acceptable.
He's had his kidney transplant for about 13 years.
Yeah.
And
so, look, he's going to be fine. In the meantime, he's threatening you all, and the only chance he has at interrupting the disease he's in, the deadly disease he has, which is alcoholism, is you guys putting down a very firm limit.
What's alcohol do to your kidneys?
Really nothing. If you raised your blood pressure, you can screw it up that way. But the kidneys are probably one of the only organs that's relatively spared by alcohol.
Wow. That's kind of cool. You get a whole transplant, and you're like, should I stop drinking? No, if you don't want to. You're fine. Probably good for you.
Yeah, but like right now, it's like my mom.
It's not good for the medication they're taking, though.
My mom, she's the one that's making all the house payments and everything, and he's not really doing anything, and I mean,
well, that's different. Now you have to
Monica,
stay. With
I
that.
Know you feel responsible
I thought he was
for him.
Paying, but
all right, you need to go. You need to go to Alan.
Oh boy, do you hear Monica's voice?
Yeah, I know.
Sounds like an 11-year-old.
Yeah. Go to Alan on Monica. And
Monica.
Yeah.
Did he ever abuse you sexually?
No.
Any of that happen to you?
No, none of that.
No, he doesn't have any drunken brothers.
No, like I mean, yeah, he has a lot of brothers, but none of that happened.
All right. What happened to your voice? Why do you? Is it just growing up with a alcoholic dad that sort of retards your development that way?
Sure.
Because yeah. Well, it's usually always sexual abuse.
No, I wasn't with my parents for 4 years when I was a little girl.
How come?
That's when my dad had the kidney transplant, and my mom, she couldn't just take care of me, so I had to live with my grandparents for 4 years.
How'd that go?
That was okay. That was a really nice experience. I mean, they weren't mean to me. They treated me very well. And
all right. Are you? So you're 19. You're still living at home.
Yeah, because I'm just here to help out my mom. I go to college and I go to work and help my brothers out.
Mm-hmm. Can't you guys, poison him or something?
You have to.
Seriously. Why not?
I mean, his mom, he drinks every night.
Well, Monica, listen, stop making excuses for
this
asshole.
What's wrong with poisoning the guy?
Don't poison him. But
why not?
But leave him. Leave him.
He sounds like a dynamite individual.
You're not going to be able to. This is going to get worse. He's going to harm somebody. I'm telling you, if you go to Al-Anon, Monica, at the very minimum, so you can understand how to deal with this disease, okay? If you want to do something for him, you owe him that.
Okay.
All right, you go to Al-Anon and call us back, all right?
Okay, thank you.
All right, go to that goddamn Al-Anon. Do you understand that?
Let's get her phone number and call her back.
I'm going to put you on hold.
Hold on the line.
Okay.
All right. You know what I always think is a funny threat? You leave, and I'll kill you. That to me is incentive to leave right there.
Well, that's the time you leave quick.
Yeah, whether I'm sitting next to someone on a bus or actually living with them, the whole leave and I'll kill you threat, that means it's time to leave. What other time, what would be a more opportune time to leave than the I'll kill you part? You know? I mean, you may not leave that second. Let the person think you're going to bed that night. Yeah, but
let him go to sleep. And then
right. You slide out the next morning or that night.
Yeah.
Get the kids and slide out of there. Oh, these families. Oh, they just think they're like brainwashed by these a-holes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you right now that mommy had an alcoholic dad, so she got attracted to this loser and married him. And then the kids just grew up in this horrible environment.
Taking care of them.
And they're all... Yeah. All right.
Disaster.
All right. Come on. Let's all go to Canada. Can we do that?
They have lots of alcoholics there. Don't
I know, but they're like, they sing and they hoist the mugs.
We can make movies cheaper, though.
They have non-union workers there. We can make cheap
man
films.
Show. Think of the Man Show.
Man Show can have full frontal nudity in Canada. And the Man Show is in Canada, actually. It's on the Comedy Network or station or whatever.
Whatever. Noreen?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
You're 20.
Yeah, I am.
What's up?
Oh, I was actually just wondering about Pete York.
Here he is.
Hi.
What's up?
Hi. I just want to tell you, I really like your CD, and I like how it's really unique. I like listening to all the songs, and actually, I was just wondering what closet that particular song was about.
Closet?
Yeah.
For me, it's more about the music than anything. It's kind of a fun power pop song that I like to listen to.
Okay.
But I know people ask me about the lyrics a lot. I think That's something to deal with, obsession, and kind of obsessing over a person and wanting to know a person.
Oh, okay. Because my brother thought it was about coming out of the closet.
Yeah. A lot of people relate to it that way.
Is that what the first idea was? Or
no, it doesn't really have anything to do with that for me. It's kind of like being in someone's personal space,
and,
personal area.
Thought of the name for the CD in
Music for the Morning After?
Yeah.
That was me.
Oh, you thought of the title?
Yeah.
Oh, because that totally goes with the CD. Especially that one song that they play over and over on 91X.
Oh, Life on a Chain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when I first got the CD, I was actually listening to it on Virgin Register, and I was like, hey, this is really, it does sound like Music for the Morning After. So I was thinking, that's really cool, you know?
Cool.
And then,
hang on. You actually go into the music stores and listen to the new CDs?
Well,
into like to see if you want to buy something new?
Have you or Drew ever gone to the Virgin Record Store in Sunset Boulevard?
Yes.
Yeah, come on, that place is
have
like
gone together.
Yeah,
together.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you
first date.
We together. Yeah.
We were. We saw. I think we saw the Split Ends over at the Coconut Teaser across the street. This is 1985.
The Laugh Stop was right there.
I just spent 6 months on a leaky boat.
Oh, that's right.
Human League was making a comeback.
That's right. Yeah. We're going to catch him the next week. We had a little blowout, and but we're back together. I mean, everything's good now. All right, we're going to take ourselves a break. I don't know what the end of the Virgin Mega Store and Sunset story is, but I'm guessing it's not going to be a big payday. So we'll take a little break. Pete Yorn is our guest tonight. We'll be right back.
All right, guys, here's the deal. You're looking to hook up? Sick of wasting time with the wrong person? One call is all you need to make. Call the Dateline. 877-889-DATE. Call the Dateline. Loveline will be right back. KFMA. John Frank. Weekday mornings.
Thursday morning on the John and Frank Show.
Make sure to be listening for details on how you can hit the road with John, Frank, and Weezer. Details Tuesday morning.
John and Frank.
Yo, it's John and Frank. Weekday mornings on KFMA. KFMA, Valley Tucson, KFMA.
System of a Down, right? Yeah, they had like a free concert in Hollywood today.
Yeah. How'd it go?
Well, I don't think it went well because when I was driving home about 6 o'clock from the valley, I noticed five news helicopters hovering over Hollywood Boulevard. Probably somewhere around Hollywood and Vine area there.
But in the System of a Down world, that's a triumph.
I guess it may have been, but I didn't know what was going on over there, and then I got home and heard on the news that there was a little bit of a riot.
Apparently, they never even got to play.
Oh, they never got to play?
No, their fans got out of control, and they shut it down.
Whoa. Rowdy bunch.
All right. Well, still, a feather in the cap of any rock band to have a free... I think some bands throw free concerts just so there can be
a riot
yeah. and they never have to play.
In fact, they didn't get up this morning. They stayed home.
Yeah, I don't think they ever made it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pete Yarn is our guest tonight, along with Terry Borden from the band. We're going to do a little changing of the guard in about 10 minutes when Terry takes a powder and Waz comes in here from the band, the guitar player. Switch out the bass for the guitar. We'll hear something else off the CD, Music for the Morning After, coming up in just a couple of few minutes. Again, you can find Pete and company out on tour with Matchbox 20 and Train coming up all pretty much a month of September. All right. What are you doing, Drew?
Relax.
Let's go to the phone here and speak to Rachel at 16. Rachel?
Yeah?
What's up?
Well, I'm pregnant.
I see.
And I'm 3 months.
3 months, yes.
And, I had it with my boyfriend, but then we broke up, and I found out afterward.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, he doesn't believe me that I'm pregnant. He's like in denial.
Well, unfortunately, it doesn't sound like even if he believed it, he'd be of much help.
Yeah, I don't know, but I keep telling him, and he keeps telling me to get an abortion, but it's been 3 months already.
So it's too late.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. So, it's listen.
Yeah.
Forget about him, Rachel. Forget it. He's not going to be of any use. He's not helpful in this regard. He's not going to help you with this child. He's not going to help you through this pregnancy.
Yeah.
You need to find someone who will. What about your family?
I didn't tell them yet.
Yeah, but would they help you if you told them?
I don't know.
What kind of relationship do you have with your mom and dad?
It's okay, but it's not like one of those helping families.
Gee, helping or humping? I didn't know. Helping?
Helping. Helping.
I'm guessing it was helping. I heard humping, but I did the math.
Good. Thank you for that.
So they're not helpers. They're not necessarily humpers either, per se. We know your boyfriend is.
Yeah.
And is your dad around?
Yeah, he's here.
How's he? Is he a good guy?
Yeah. They're okay.
You're being very vague with us, but we'll sort of let it be. Then tell them.
Hmm?
Okay. Hey, how about you go to Planned Parenthood and, sort of throw yourself on the mercy of those folks over there?
Yeah.
You got to do something, right?
Yeah.
Well, I know you're overwhelmed, and I know you're young, and I know you're confused and, ill-prepared for this, but this is what happens, and it happened to you, and now you got to make a move, and you have to make a move now. You understand?
And it's stop thinking that somehow he's going to rescue you or that you being in trouble and pregnant is going to cause him to sort of engage in a relationship with you. He's not going to. He's a piece of work. He's a not a good guy.
Yeah, he's mad at me because I'm pregnant.
Yeah, he's not a good guy.
Asshole.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Asshole. I can imitate myself, too.
Go ahead. See if you can mimic yourself. Go ahead.
Asshole.
Let's hear it, Anderson.
Asshole. Asshole.
He's
asshole.
I close my eyes. I don't know which one the real Drew is.
Can you say that?
I guess we can. I think we just said it like five times.
Jizz guzzling?
No. He's a jizz guzzling, too. No. Okay, but if Rachel done a little more of that, she wouldn't be in this predicament. Rachel, you thinking about maybe giving the child up for adoption?
Very little thinking of it.
That would be great. Think about you would be doing something on behalf of the child.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but as right now, everything's really weird.
Mm. Yeah.
I get a ride from his mom in the morning because we live, just down the street from each other.
Your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And he called me and he's like,
he's mad at me, and he keeps telling me to get an abortion, but he doesn't even believe me that you can't, you know?
Right, right.
It's too late. It is too late because it's 3 months, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, in most states, right?
Right.
Yeah. Is it too late out here in California?
Of course I know.
Yeah.
It is? All right, hey, Rachel, mm-hmm. Where are you getting a ride to from his mom?
School.
Oh, you going to year-round school?
It's, no, I'm just starting school.
Couple weeks ago.
You started school already?
Yeah.
Tomorrow, actually.
School started the middle of September.
And some do. Some started last week, lots started last week, and some started next week.
Oh, that's a bigger problem than this pregnancy. You're really getting a shaft over there at school. I mean, you really should have a couple of weeks to burn. I can't believe you're back in school.
Well,
that's the real tragedy of this call.
Tomorrow's their first day.
All right, Rachel.
Okay.
You need some help.
Tomorrow's their first day. But she's beginning a ride from the mom.
No.
Like practice runs or?
Well, last year I did.
I see. Okay, last year.
Right.
Forget about
the
guy.
You see how the show goes for me, by the way?
Think about this child. You have another life you are responsible for. I think a great decision would be putting it up for adoption. You're going to need to tell your parents. Maybe you want to get some help from Planned Parenthood or someone like that first.
Do you have any friends?
Yeah.
All right. Do you like them?
Yeah.
Do you have one that's is real supportive and good and close and everything?
Yeah, I have one friend.
Okay. Why don't you... Is she pregnant?
No.
No. Call her and tell her you two got to go to Planned Parenthood tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
And she needs to go with you and hold your hand and, you know, show some support, okay?
Yeah.
All right, take care. You just go over there, and they'll help you out.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Take care. Oh, boy. Yeah, got to give the kid up for adoption at this point. Please, everybody. Oh, I could imagine. I just could not. I mean, look, if I found out, if I had a kid growing in me, I'd go nuts. I really would.
Oh, you had a kid growing in someone else.
I'd go nuts.
Now. You're 17, you got a kid growing on someone else. You're 17, you have puppies growing somewhere else.
Yeah,
you tell yourself.
Insane. Yeah. John?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yep.
What's up?
Not too much.
Okay.
I've been checking in. For, like, about 16 years now.
Ritalin?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
16 years, huh?
Yeah.
You got out in there five, huh?
It was, like, a couple months before I turned six.
So All right.
I was wondering what, like, major side effects were from Ritalin.
You mean long-term effects from long-term use?
Yeah.
None.
There are none?
No.
Shouldn't he be off it by now, though, at 21?
If you have any family history of alcoholism?
No.
He may be true ADD if he's that age, put on it.
Actually, ADHD.
ADHD.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fact is, though, that if you don't have family history of addiction, and you have true ADD, ADHD, it's fine to stay on it.
Does that ever go away, that ADHD?
Not really.
Really?
No. I mean, it changes quality as you get older. But if you have a family history of addiction, you have ADD, you're an addict. And you have to get off that stuff by 18.
No, I have no addiction.
How's your life going?
Pretty decent.
Yeah? You in school? Are you working?
I'm in school and working. And I just moved, so.
Wow. All right. You got a woman?
Not as of yet.
Virgin?
Hell no.
Oh, you've been laid before?
Yeah.
How much? Seriously.
I don't know. I think 8 girls.
8 girls?
Yeah.
That's a damn lie, and you know it!
You think?
Hey, I was a virgin until I was graduated high school.
All right.
And
okay.
Hooked up with some girls.
All right.
But I also had another question of it.
Yeah?
I went to a shrink, and I was diagnosed high stem, high risk.
For what?
High stem?
There's different, like, they broke it down, my ADHD.
Yeah.
And I'm high risk, high stimulation, so I'm pretty much an adrenaline junkie.
All right.
That's called addiction.
It's like bungee jumping and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're an addict?
No.
What are you into?
Almost anything like snowboarding, skateboarding, blading, a lot of alternative sports.
All right, so you do all that stuff?
Yeah.
You don't do any illicit drugs, alcohol?
No, I don't.
You drink a lot of that Mountain Dew?
No.
Oh, really? The commercials don't work on you?
Nobody does windsurf over wheat fields.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's that Allegra. All right, John.
I was wondering, actually, if the being high-risk, high-stim would have anything, like, would affect any relationships or anything.
Well, you or could,
I think
you
kill yourself on a street luge and, not be around to watch your kids be raised.
You're heading towards these arousal junkies, which are really addicts, and people get into addictive relationships, and, they say use arousal in their relationships just the way you would with your sports and your extreme activities. So you go for these high-risk, very intensive, sort of chaotic, unhealthy relationships. Be careful.
Oh.
Okay?
Yep.
All right there, Jeff.
Thank you.
Yeah, good times.
Good times.
I couldn't quite figure out his angle exactly.
I thought high stem was a gardening problem.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it was high stem, but he sounded like he kept saying stem.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
That's his first problem. Well, he's from
here. You got to raise the wheels on the mower.
That's not funny. That's funny. Not even a courtesy laugh. Oh yeah, we got to switch out. Hey Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Yeah, Terry was cruising along pretty good here until that high stem job.
Out of here.
And then he followed it up with the raised mower, and frankly, we've heard enough.
We enjoyed this the 70s. The 70s references we kind of enjoyed. Thought they were going somewhere.
Yeah. No. He was fine at the beginning, but like a wine that had a bad aftertaste, Not gonna take a chance on the second hour, so we're gonna bring Laz in from the band, yeah.
You're
out of here. Terry, I'm sorry, buddy.
It's okay, man. You know,
it's not like we can't be friends.
I knew I was taking a risk when I went to the high stem thing, and
you laid it on the line.
You took your shot. That's important.
You gotta take your shot.
I have to leave.
Terry Borden, everybody.
Thanks, you guys.
One of the new Dirty Birds. All right, Waz is taking his place now. He's the guitar player from the Pete Yorn band. Good to have you in here.
Thank you. Not a moment
too soon, too. Yeah, Terry was really getting on my nerves, sure. Just driving through insane. All right, we will hear something from the Pete Yorn band coming up. We'll take a call and then we'll hear a new song. Although it used to be up on the board, now it's not up there anymore.
Don't put it up after you get rid of this song.
All right, Jimmy?
Yes.
You're 17?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
My problem is basically my girlfriend's mother is extremely overprotective.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been living with her, my girlfriend, and her mother for about 2 years now.
Why?
My parents kicked me out of my place.
Why?
So my grades in school, and I just wasn't getting along with my parents.
Wow.
Tell us a little more. So, what specifically was going on?
I was drinking some alcohol and staying out late and getting into some fights and stuff.
And so your parents booted you out at 15?
Yes.
And
well, they actually sent me to go live with my older brother.
Right.
I didn't want to, and my girlfriend's mom agreed to let me to live with her.
Right.
And so I've been living with her for 2 years.
Right.
And my girlfriend's mother won't let me be in a room alone with my girlfriend. Won't let me sleep in the same room, won't even let me hold hands with her.
But you're gay. You're nailing her on a constant basis, right?
Well, yes, when the mother's not around.
That's what I love. I mean, what do you think she thought the future was going to be like when she, invited the 15-year-old boyfriend?
Oh, that poor, he's such a nice boy. I'm going to watch him, though. I'll get my eye on him.
I mean, you've been there for 2 years?
Yes.
And how old is your girlfriend?
She's 14.
No way.
Good work.
No way.
So we've been thinking about just going and getting married.
Wait a minute. Let me dissect this a little bit further. Your girlfriend is 14 now?
Yes.
And you're 17 now?
Yes.
2 years ago you moved in with her?
Yes.
So you were 15?
Yes.
And your girlfriend was 12?
Yeah, so just turning 12.
Well, that's different. I thought she was an old 12.
Right.
New 12, that's fine. Why didn't you say that earlier?
So she's just turning
12 when you moved in at 15.
Yes.
Now, were you having sex with her at that point?
No. I never have.
You've never had sex with your girlfriend?
Never.
Oh, the plot thickens.
You referred to nailing her regularly.
I wasn't sure why he answered yes to that.
No, the mother won't allow it.
She won't allow you to have sex with her daughter.
We fool around when the mother's not around, but right. I haven't technically had sex with her.
Technically.
I see. I see. So when you were 15, you were in, what, the 10th grade?
I was actually, no.
Not in high school.
No, I was in the 9th.
You were in the...
Going into the 9th.
Going into the... So you were held back a grade?
No.
Uh-oh. Let's not bring this controversy up again. But going into the 9th grade at 15?
Yes.
Okay.
That's old.
That sounds old, but all right. And she was, what, going into preschool or when you met her?
No, she was going into the 7th grade.
Going into the 7th grade. All right. So she's like old and you're young, or you're
she's
old
young,
and she's young, or whatever the hell it is. And she became your girlfriend.
I was just wondering how I could get the mother to...
Haven't gotten to that part yet.
Okay.
Still sifting through the wreckage of your young life here.
Okay.
Okay. So you move in at 15. Now, what's up with Mama that the 15-year-old boyfriend of your 12-year-old daughter is going to move in with you?
Well, she knew I needed a place to stay. And, you know, she knew that I was nice and that I love her daughter. And so she let me stay there.
Okay. And for 2 years, you've not had sex with her living under the same roof?
No, not...
What do you do?
Yeah, what?
We do... pretty much everything else.
Oral sex?
Yes.
And how come you don't have intercourse?
My girlfriend doesn't want to right now.
I see. All right. And now the mom is very protective.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to know how to get her off your back?
Mm-hmm.
You have to chop your penis off.
That would do it.
That's the only thing that would do it. You have to present your bloody penis.
And testes. And testes.
Sorry, Drew. I didn't say testes?
No.
Bloody penis and testicles on a satin pillow.
Uh-huh.
Get with the mother for a threesome. That's all I can...
No, the mother's like 400 pounds.
And where's daddy?
He left them about 10 years ago.
Hmm. Okay.
He's up north in the... San Francisco area.
Okay. So, Jimmy, what you have here is a very bad situation that is never going to be right because it's flawed. It's inherently flawed,
you see. But for him, given what he's come from, it's workable. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he's had a food and shelter for the last two years.
He's got a girl he really likes. He just, appropriately, he's got some limits, and she's managed to maintain them.
So
it's kind of good for him.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So her mother is never going to fully trust you, and she shouldn't. You're going to have to just stick it out under her roof, under her rules, and her jurisdiction until you can find your own pad. Don't get married with her and move out with her.
No.
Just get a job and move out, and then you can date her like a human being.
And you're young. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't do anything weird and get married and then or get engaged and have her move out. No. Are you working now?
Uh-huh.
This guy's going to be really awesome.
Okay, all right.
I know.
Do you have a job?
Yes. Yes.
You do have a job?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I work as a mechanic helper.
Okay.
A friend's like auto body shop.
Very good, very good. Get another friend, get an apartment, and move out.
A mechanic's helper at an auto body shop.
Yeah. That's a lot of metal. You know my theories about guys who work around metal. But auto body shops are basically to the automotive trade what the roofer is to the construction trade.
Okay.
It is the lowest rung on the automotive ladder.
Do they call them mechanics?
Well, they can be turn some wrenches, right. Pull off a fender or bumper, pound out a quarter panel.
Don't touch that. Don't touch. We're going to hear a song. Right?
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear something from Pete Yorn. This one is called... for Nancy.
And when you said I could not stay with you, that's not the way you would have wanted to be. Convince yourself that everything is alright, 'cause it already is. Don't sell your heart and break just anyone. I want to run with you, come on with you.
That's Pete Yorn off of Music for the Morning After. What the hell was the name of that song? It was on the screen.
For Nancy.
For Nancy, yes. That's, they take that off the screen and leave on the bogus calls. Genius, those guys. I'm going to clean house in that next room. Do you understand me? There's no respect over there. Do you hear me, Drew?
For you? Let's go to break.
Listen, you guys are so lucky. I don't give a rat's ass about this radio show. You're all lucky. I could care less. You're all lucky. I just come in here, get my paycheck, and go to hell home. And everyone's lucky I have 1,000 other projects going. Otherwise, I'd get upset, I'd complain, I'd make phone calls, but who cares?
We're late for breakup.
Let's, Anderson, I swear, don't mess with me.
Not tonight.
And Anderson screws around. Ugh.
Don't screw them tonight.
All right, who cares? We'll be back.
Back in a minute. Love Line. Love Line. We'll be right back on KFMA. KFMA.
Hey, yo, it's me, your washing machine.
Yeah, this is the driest sucker.
We get so sick and tired of washing your smelly socks and get the tire tracks out your stinky undies.
Yeah, we do a lot for you. Get the blood out of your socks. Wash the protein stains from that one special sock you use. Yeah, And get the bar stain out your favorite going out.
Hey, now do something for us, huh?
That's a Zia record. Pick up the limited edition heavy metal cans and make t-shirts.
This comfortable cotton tee screams fist pumping metal. And adds glass to any social malfunction. Plus, you don't even need a mower to own one.
And we won't tell your girl you've been washing other women's panties. Yeah, out.
Get your KFMA gear at all Zia Records locations. And now, just in, KFMA t-shirts with the new logo.
Yum.
Hey, Chief, it's Marie.
Toby, you sound like you're cold.
Colder than an Eskimo in Speedos. Must be a snowstorm brewing.
Toby, it's over 100 degrees. Oh, let me guess. You're at Circle K again getting a new Super Chilled Thirst Buster.
Well,
each and every drink is super chilled for even better flavor.
They're mighty tasty.
And you're chugging your fourth.
Fifth.
Toby, do you think that might be why you're shivering?
I don't know, Chief. I'm too cold to think.
How can you tell?
Now at Circle K, our new Thirst Busters are super chilled, so they taste great every time. Make a pit stop today for the coldest, best-tasting Thirst Buster ever.
Toby, so good of you to make it to the race.
Thanks, Chief.
But can I please take the snow chains off your car?
Okay, but I'm wearing these snowshoes, buddy.
Now at participating Circle K's, get a free refillable 34-ounce insulated mug featuring the University of Arizona sports teams. Just trade in a used mug from any other store. Goodwill supplies last. Circle K, the official pit stop of NASCAR. Visit us at CircleK.com.
We are out here at the Joaquin Country Club. Randy Wilson was just ready to putt an eagle on 18 when this fellow named Bob,
that's me,
came crashing up on the green in his car,
well,
ran over the hole, knocked the pin down, and nearly got old Randy.
Oh, but I missed him.
Yes, you did. Bob, this isn't a demolition derby. It's golf.
Yeah.
You know, rules,
etiquette. Etiquette? Could you say it again in English?
Let's try it another way. Say you're on our Arizona public lands, driving on a trail in an OHV.
OHV? Who makes that?
Off-highway vehicle, Bob.
Oh, yeah, that's just me.
But say that this time you follow nature's rules of proper etiquette. You ride safely and responsibly, respecting nature.
Yeah.
And above all, Bob, stay on the trails.
Well, I love nature and the plants and little caterpillars. Yeah. And all
you see, etiquette is a good thing wherever you go, especially on Arizona's public land.
Oh, I love liberty-free animals and taste them.
And they love you too, Mr. Sensitive.
Some places may install your car stereo for free, but if you want an entire system installed, watch out. Extra labor charges for speakers, amps, and changers will add tens, even hundreds of dollars more to your total price.
But when you shop Audio Express.
You're home of the $1 install.
Standard installation for all audio equipment we sell is just $1. That's why we always beat any authorized dealer's install price on any systems we carry. And since you are paying lots of labor, why not spoil yourself on the good stuff, like Pioneer Premier CD players with warranties twice as long as the industry average, or step up to Rockford Fosgate's Pro line of woofers and amps, or Kenwood's exclusive Exelon stereo. We can satisfy all your car stereo urges without all that expensive labor nonsense.
Come see why no one installs more name brand car stereos and center arms for $1 than
ever.
At 4501 East Broadway, Drew Box West of Swan. 5,400 floors along Northeast Corner, Oracle and River Road.
Audio Express.
Here are ads in this week's Tucson Weekly.
Audio Express.
Your home of a $1 installation.
And the Ad Council.
Hey, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Pete Yorn and Waz are both here. Waz plays the guitar in the Pete Yorn band. The CD is called Music for the Morning After. That is out everywhere, and a bunch of dates in September. Why is that? Yeah, September, right? With Matchbox 20 and Train. So you guys got a website or something if people want to find out some more dates or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Clownpenis.fart.
All right. Clownpenis.fart.
PeteYorn.com.
PeteYorn.com.
There you go.
And we'll talk to Anna, 17. Anna?
Hello.
What's up?
Nothing much. Just wanted to talk to Pete.
What's up?
Hello. I wanted to know if you guys were ever going to do one of those acoustic free tours here in California.
Acoustic free tours? Are they doing those?
Yeah, you guys are doing one in Arizona. Well, I got the email listing.
Oh, like an in-store or something?
Yeah, something like that.
We're not doing one this week. We're only here this week, and we're not doing one this week. But where do you live?
In Stockton, California.
Hmm.
By Sacramento.
Yeah. We just played a free show in San Jose last week.
Oh, really?
That's kind of close, but no, we're not doing one this week.
Yeah, you guys played here at the campus, the University of Pacific campus, but I missed that.
Yeah. Well, you miss a lot of shows that are nearby for showing us
to Pete Yorn. I'm cheap. I can't afford it.
All right. Well, then what are we talking for?
I'm talking for a free acoustic tour. Backstage passes, hey.
No.
How much could it have been on the campus?
Huh? It was like 22, but...
22?
That was fun. You know what it takes to get a backstage pass.
What was that?
You know what it takes.
There was a bikini car wash there that day.
Like, hey, I'll do it.
Like in the movies when we pulled up.
Really?
Yeah.
That's hot.
Like you see it on TV or something.
They watched the whole bus.
I'll tell you,
bikinis in the windows.
I miss, I got the TiVo and I got the Playboy channel. And I keep scrolling through it looking for something good. And I never thought I'd say this, but it's just hardcore porn. And that's not what I'm looking for Playboy. I'm looking for that weird 70s. Nudie stuff and the pictorials from the late 70s, early 80s, and that good crazy. See, kids, once upon a time, we did not have pornography. We had brief nudity and sexual situations, but we did not have full-blown hardcore pornography, and all we had was the gas pump girls and
car wash.
And there's no imagination anymore.
No,
you didn't need your imagination.
Billy Jack.
A rape scene by a river. That wasn't any good nudity. But they had these great movies, especially the ones that were like send-ups of the fairy tale things, like Pinocchio and Flesh Gordon and all that. You ever see Flesh Gordon? That was a good one. Cinderella. They had all these sort of dirty fairy tale movies. Those must have shown in theaters, right?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Young Lady Chatterley? Was that it?
Yeah, the Chatterley.
Oh, my God.
Well, there was a Chatterley, and then there was a whole series of that, and then there was a whole Emmanuel series. Mm. And there's
Chatterley had like three or four.
Emmanuel, I swear to Christ, is now in outer space.
Mm.
That's,
yeah.
That's one of the things I've seen like on the late night Cinemax. Schedule. Emmanuel in outer space. And you're getting old when Emmanuel's made it to outer space. Because she was in parts of England, and she was everywhere. But the fact that she's actually in outer space at this point means I'm getting old. Sandy?
Yes?
You're 24?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I wanted to talk to Dr. Drew about this pain that I've had for about 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's in my side, like, I would say the front part of the hip bone, maybe a couple inches in from that, like 1 or 2 inches in from that. It's
on the left side?
Yeah, on my left side.
Irritable bowel.
Is that what it is,
mm-hmm.
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you gassy?
I'm sorry?
Do you let a lot of gas by?
Not a lot, but more than before.
And do you have, like, diarrhea and constipation, those sorts of problems?
Mostly when I'm on my period.
Do you get an ultrasound to make sure you don't have an ovarian cyst or anything?
Yeah, they did an ultrasound, and they also did a colonoscopy.
Okay. So
and that's what the doctor said. I feel like it's a catch-all, and it hurts when I have sex. And
What did the doctor say?
That it was irritable bowel.
Okay. So the fact that Drew says it's irritable bowel...
confirms it. No, I'm still not completely convinced. I don't know.
Who cares?
Pain during sex is not...
There's a pill for that now.
There's
an infomercial. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, Drew, you just heard.
But let me ask this.
Oh, it says it up on the screen.
Right.
So you cheated.
I was cheating instead of making fun.
Oh, Drew was cheating. All right, forget it.
But
sorry.
Let me ask you this.
My mistake. Here's
the interesting question: do you have any history of sexual abuse?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nope.
And that's really where the pain is coming from. The sexual intercourse pain and stuff. That's much more the issue here. And also irritable bowel type functional pain in the pelvis mm-hmm. is real common from sexual abuse.
Who sexually abused you?
I had like an aunt and an uncle, and like it happened over and over.
With your aunt and your uncle?
Well, not together. I mean, it was separate incidences.
But your aunt and your uncle sexually abused you.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Do they have kids? Hold on a second. I'm gonna vomit. Go ahead.
Yes, my aunt has a couple of kids.
Did you report?
No, I was too young to have said anything.
You need to report it now. You need to report this. Because they may be doing God knows what to their kids.
A couple of kids?
Yeah. Well, they live in Mexico, too.
Shocking. And what the hell are they doing there?
Well, that's where I spent a couple of years there when I was younger. My mom couldn't. I guess she was too young when she had me.
Oh, okay.
So she sent me to my grandparents.
Well, is it a cultural thing over there?
I don't
not a big deal?
I think it's a cross-cultural thing.
I see.
Yeah, but pelvic pain is real common when you have a sexual abuse history and are things like functional pain, irritable bowel, that sort of stuff.
Okay.
So you can pretty much rest assured this is from that history.
That it's from that. I guess it was just weird because I was very promiscuous, surprise, when I was younger.
But that's part of the...
And it never really hurt. Well, it never hurt back then.
Yeah, but that was when you were sort of intoxicating yourself with the sexual acting out.
Right. Yeah, true.
So now you're trying...
This was actually somebody I cared about.
Yeah, you're now actually having real relationships, and magically the pain of that becomes more real.
What's your aunt and uncle do over there in Mexico?
My aunt's a housewife.
Mm-hmm.
And
what did she do to you, and how old were you?
When I lived there, I was like 7 and 8, and I know for sure it was like she went down on me and I went down on her. And
she was how old?
She was probably like 19 or like she was like high school, early college age.
Wow.
And what did your uncle do?
I remember. I really don't think I remember enough to say, but, like, I remember being French kissed by him and, like, being in bed with him.
I mean, what's he do for a living, actually,
He's an engineer.
Mm-hmm. My engineer.
Mm-hmm. Do they have laws down there to go after people like that?
No, I really don't think
so. I didn't know they had engineers over there. Okay.
She means a...
Oh, you mean drives one of those kiddie trains? is it being pulled by a mule, or is it an actual... Same train.
Okay,
all right. Listen, Lasani, I hope those two die some sort of horribly ghastly death.
Yeah,
I really do.
Absolutely.
They're really evil. I know you let it go, but I'm not over it.
And your brain has wired a certain way because of it, and you're having to deal with the remnants of it. Thank God you seem to be sort of getting through this and starting to have real relationships now.
Yeah. How effed up? Geez, I spent the whole day with my nephews. Today, I have two of them. I only blew one of them once, by the way. And that's
Lynette said one of them doesn't like sports so much. He pitched with my kids yesterday.
Look, my sister hauled off and named my oldest nephew Casper, so I knew it was going to be a bust from that point on. So I figure he's gay already.
But one of them doesn't like sports.
I don't have time for him, but I go with the other one.
The little one.
I'm going to try to salvage him. Good. Here's my take. Instead of split my time up trying to make them both straight, Casper... He's gay already just because of the name. I'm going to focus on Finn, who who's the younger one. Not as gay as Casper. Not as gay as Casper.
Is he
trying to focus on him?
Finn.
Yeah. Finn.
Is that does it translate into something in German or
Finn? Finn means I'm not gay in German.
Okay. Did you enjoy pitching with kids yesterday?
I played ball with Drew's kids yesterday. Yeah. Yeah, I like it.
Pretty serious.
Yeah, they're throwing that hard ball pretty good. Got down in the stance and I got in the squat, caught him, brought my mitt over to Drew's house.
Nice.
Oh yes. A lot of people would not think to bring the mitt to an adult nighttime party, but not me. I said I got to bring my mitt. Eli?
Hi, yes.
Yes, you're 28. What's up? And by the way, you know, that last call was from Altadena, and we had a conversation earlier tonight about Altadena. I believe Pete was in on it, off the air. And I don't remember us getting, we don't get many calls from Altadena.
No.
So,
we talked about the dairy. We talked about 5 acres.
That's right. Eli?
Hi, yes. I teach high school, so I have some education. But my ex-wife recently... My eldest son said, quote unquote, a roommate moved in, and I've met him. He has quite an effeminate voice. My eldest is 8 years old, and my second youngest is 4 years old. And he works with abused kids, so he works with young kids. And I just kind of, are there two things that I really need to know? Are there any stats on people with effeminate voice and their predisposition toward homosexuality?
No.
And this, okay.
Well.
The second thing is,
are
there pros out there that can pretty highly tell if a kid's been abused? If I pay somebody to, you know, take
yeah.
the kids.
Okay. Yeah, I would think.
What are their rates?
I have no idea, but there. A child psychologist, psychiatrist do have to make those kinds of assessments.
I think they go by the weight of the kid, don't they, Drew? It's not an hourly thing.
Were you worried about this guy's being an abuser?
Well, no, he's got a couple things that I mean, obviously, is with my ex-wife.
Does she have a history of picking abusers? Was her dad sexually abused?
No, they're humble granolas, solar powered house and stuff. I think they're mellow. I don't think there's a situation there.
Look, that has nothing to do with
humble
anything.
Granola, solar powered house.
Humble.
Well,
they smoke weed and complain about
the man.
Complain about the man all the time.
Yeah.
But look, if she was sexually abused, she would have a tendency to bring abusers into her house.
Okay, she's only been with myself and this guy that I'm aware of. So,
okay, do you have a relationship with her now?
When I started seeing another female, lawyers got involved. The bills went up. Now we do chat. We've been chatting for about 4 months.
All right, so you do. You're friendly with her?
We've been legally divorced for 3 years.
You still lube it up?
Hold on. Eli, for an educated guy, doesn't know what the F anyone's talking about.
Ask the question the fourth time now.
What I'm trying to say is, you know, some guys talk with their exes and some guys don't. And if you have a nice relationship,
a
friendly relationship, you can actually have a talk with her. Hey, I'm worried about the 8-year-old. You know, I know he's living over here with this new guy, and I have a couple of questions, which is definitely not out of line if you both love your child. So when did the papers go through again?
Well, it sounds like the most effective thing to do is to engage her in conversation.
Yeah.
Conversation.
That's right.
And I do have three pictures that he drew me. My youngest son, Jacob, he drew me three pictures. Is there a lot of meaning in those?
No. Well, see.
Let's look at him here. What are you getting? Show them here.
There's number one. He's putting a crucifix up his ass.
Oh, well, that's going to be some meaning.
That's fairly benign.
I can fax these two guys and set you up the beautiful Ukrainian woman. I mean, whatever you want. I just want to know. I just want to make sure my kids are safe.
Ukraine? What?
what are the pictures? What are the pictures of?
Okay, basically, I have a face with a knife. Kind of going at the bottom of the face, and it's a frown situation. One eye is larger than the other, crew cut looking. I have another that looks elliptical with a line.
Well, wait a minute. The one eye larger, kids they have a lot of asymmetry when they draw.
Okay.
They're not very good at that.
Is it a 3-year-old, 4-year-old?
4-year-old, yes. Exactly.
Okay, one eye bigger than the other.
Okay, and then I have kind of elliptical with a lot of scribbles in it. And
aha!
And then I have...
Sodomy. Go ahead.
That's no meaning. And then I have something that looks kind of like an elephant nose with a line.
Right. The elephant represents the phallus, obviously. That's the penis. And the line going across that is this sort of universal no penis thing. Somebody's He's making a statement. He's saying that, you know, he's protesting against the penis, which is obviously the penis of this new guy who's been brought into his environment.
So it sounds
that's
like
pretty crystal clear.
Some do caution, but not...
Sounds like nothing.
The good news is only two out of the three drawings would indicate abuse, rape, or anything like that.
There's nothing to indicate abuse by what you're saying. The only thing, you have to assess your odds based on this guy's history, and if he had been abused, he only has about a 60% chance of being an abuser.
Hold on a second.
But the higher issue is, the more significant issue is, what is the wife's history? First of all, she married Eli, number one.
Right.
And number two, was she sexually abused? Does she bring abusive people into her life? And if she does, then she's likely to do that again.
Yeah. Drew, I have a picture from my youth I'd like you to examine. It's I didn't draw it myself. Somebody drew it of me at Disneyland. So I have the big eyes and the big Donny Osmond smile, and I'm riding a surfboard.
Is that a surfboard?
See the girls in the bikini?
Looks like an elephant.
Big heart bubbles going off around them.
Yeah. And you with some sudsy drink.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Drew, don't improvise, please. Ever again.
Kick me out, too.
How many times did I tell you to stay on prompter on this show? Don't ever drift from that prompter. We're going to take a little break. Pete Yorn and Waz are both here. We will come back and talk to you after this.
Love Line. 1-800-LOVE-191.
We'll be right back. This is the RKFMA. This is what we do.
Jumping off this tower, I'm staying right here.
I'm like, am I ever going to be good enough to be a Marine? When it was all said and done, watching the car drive raise the American flag, I thought, I am the United States Marine.
PFC Keith Polka proved he could be one of us. Can you? Call 1-800-MARINES.
Nobody gets measles anymore, right? Well, there was an epidemic of measles that ended just in 1991. More than 120 people died, many of them children. If they'd been immunized, they might have lived. One in four babies has not had all his shots. Your child could get a deadly disease. Immunize your babies before age two. You gave them life. Protect it.
In Arizona, call 1-800-232-2522. A message from the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Buddy Loveline, I'm Adam. That's Drew over there. Pete and Waz are both here from the Pete Yorn Band. And Music for the Morning After is the name of the CD. Out with Matchbox 20. I don't know why 2020 popped into my mind. I think they sung a song called X-Ray Eyes from like 1981 or something. K-Rock would have played back then. And Train. And they're going to be out on tour and through the whole month of September. So look for them coming to a town near you. Let's talk to Elisa, who's been on hold for 95 minutes.
Hi.
Hi. Sorry for keeping you on hold so long.
It's okay.
All right. So you have a question about sleep apnea?
Yeah. I had called you guys like 2 weeks ago for anxiety problems.
Uh-huh.
And the therapist I'm going to won't put me on anxiety medicines because she doesn't think that that would help me.
Okay.
So we're trying to find the cause of it, and I was wondering if sleep apnea could cause anxiety or depression because my mom has it.
Yeah, but you don't get that at 16.
You sure?
Well, do you weigh more than 300 pounds?
No.
Okay. Be unlike, very, very unlike.
She's 295, yeah. So she just made the cut. And you don't get sleep apnea at 16?
Do you have a lot of obstruction? Do you have a deviated septum, that kind of thing?
Well, the only thing I can think of is, like, my mom, when she had it, got really violent and couldn't control her temper towards my dad, and I'm kind of the same way.
Yeah, that's more than just sleep apnea, believe me.
Yeah.
Promise.
It'd be nice if it was, though.
Yeah, I wish that just correcting sleep apnea could correct those sorts of behaviors, but it doesn't.
You know what else could cause the anxiety?
Growing up in an environment where you got a crazy mom who's trying to kill dad is probably good enough.
Yeah.
That's plenty.
Yeah.
When you basically, and anxiety without a, is two different sort of, it's hard to explain in a couple of minutes, but basically some of it is a behavior. You learn anxiety and you can unlearn it. So people will be with their behavioral ways of dealing with it. And the other thing is when you don't get the adequate emotional nourishment you need to develop essential competencies of yourself, you don't get to experience your genuine emotional world, and all your sort of brain lets you have is anxiety because you feel like you can't manage feelings all the time. Basically, that's the way I'm thinking about it.
All right, so Elisa. Yes, Elisa?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. I know you drifted off there. Been on hold for a long time. You're going to a therapist, right?
Yep.
All right,
so keep going. And instead of sort of trying to diagnose yourself as to what the problem could be, why don't you just keep with the therapy? You know, talk out your problems, try to work a few things out. You know, get a little exercise, listen to some classical music.
Yeah, okay. There's some studies recently on depression and anxiety that show that exercise did as well as certain medications.
Listen, there's nothing that can't be cured, nothing emotionally can't be cured by some classical music, some long walks, and beating the crap out of a heavy bag. I'm telling
you. I'll quote you on that.
Not about masturbation.
And... Oh, I didn't say masturbation?
Because God knows it works for me.
Well, when I said beating the crap out of a heavy bag, that's kind of a euphemism. Heavy bag being your penis.
Exactly.
Dude, you beat off the WB.
Matt?
Yeah?
You 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, there's this girl that I've known for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I see her, I'm like, I look at her and I have a feeling inside and I like...
can't stop thinking about her.
You're gay. No, you're 14 and you're a male.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Just go another about 5 years.
Right.
How about living? Then you'll go on a rageful terror against women.
You want to ask her out?
Yeah, and I don't know how to.
Go up to her and start talking about movies.
Okay.
Ask her if she wants to get a sandwich.
Okay.
But that's a good idea, because if she starts talking about movies she'd love to see, that's your opportunity.
She wants you to ask her out.
That's her message to you, that she wants you to ask her to that movie.
Okay.
If she starts telling you she hates movies, she's not interested in them, she just want to talk about it, back off.
You know, like that American Pie 2.
Yeah.
You seen that?
No.
They're not holding them, right?
Oh, they're not? Is that rated R?
I think so.
Yeah.
How about Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Princess Diary.
Princess Diary. what it is you bring up a movie, and you go, have you seen this one? And if she goes, no, I haven't seen that one, I've been wanting to see that one, you're in. You ask her out. And if she goes, I've seen it, I heard it was bad, or I'm not that, then you're out. And that's how you can figure out whether the chick wants to go out with you before you ask her out. You can just bring up anything. And if they're in on it, you bring up, like, mountain bikes. You go, oh, man, I got a new mountain bike. I love mountain bikes. And they'll go, I love mountain biking, too, I've always wanted to go mountain biking.
And you to continue to engage with you in discussion or with this opportunity to see again. That's your cue.
Right. But if they go, oh, I had a groin injury when I was young.
And you bring up something else. Said,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you just bring up stuff, and they're either in or they're out, and then you don't have to ask them out.
Nice.
And if they're in, you just keep going with that progression. All right, well, we'll see the movie. Okay, we'll take it. Yeah. Listen, never worked for me, but I think it's going to work for our young listeners. We'll be back.
All right, guys, bottom line, here's the deal. Looking to hook up? Sick of wasting time with the wrong person? One call's all you need to make. Call the Dateline.
877-889-DATE.
Love line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. 1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back.
John and Frank.
Weekday mornings on KFMA.
Tuesday morning on the John and Frank Show.
Make sure to be listening for details on how you can hit the road with John, Frank, and Weezer.
Details Tuesday morning.
John and Frank.
Yo, it's John and Frank.
Weekday mornings on KFMA.
Without friendship, there's no one else to tell.
treats individuals and families with equal cruelty.
Oh, my God. John?
Your energy bill is coming.
Can you hear me?
Please, be prepared when energy prices go up.
Wake up.
Visit the Alliance to Save Energy website to order your free PowerSmart booklet.
Can you hear my voice?
It contains simple, painless ideas to lower your energy bill.
John?
Visit ASC.org before it's too late.
Wake up.
Interesting during the commercials.
So part of the show. It's bad people didn't hear that.
I want to thank Terry Waz and Pete all coming in here from the Pete Yorn Band. Music for the Morning After is the name of the CD. PeteYorn.com is where they can find more information, tour dates, things like that.
PeteYorn.com.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks for having us.
It was enjoyable. And next time you're in town,
come on in.
Thanks. So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo. I blew this drifter once, and he was a mess. And I was trying. I don't know what I was thinking.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins-Dingle. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment. Tucson's new rock, 92.1 KFMA, Green Valley, Tucson, and 101.3 K267 AF.
Yeah.